Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Homeschooled by Stephen Merrill Block is a memoir that revisits childhood from the inside out, tracing how a family decision shapes identity, relationships, and the meaning of belonging. Selected as a read with Jenna Pick and arriving with the momentum of a New York Times bestselling title, the book draws attention for its intimate scope and sharp emotional clarity. Block examines homeschooling not as a simple educational alternative, but as a private world with its own rules, rhythms, and moral assumptions. The narrative explores the push and pull between protection and exposure, closeness and independence, and the longing to be seen by people outside the home. It also maps how memory works when the home doubles as classroom, social universe, and spiritual center. Rather than presenting a tidy argument for or against homeschooling, the memoir leans into nuance, showing how love can coexist with control and how a young person can be both sheltered and intensely observant. The result is a coming-of-age story built from reflection, reckoning, and hard-won self-understanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a childhood built inside the home, a central topic in Homeschooled is the way a home-based education can become more than a school substitute and instead form an entire ecosystem. Block portrays how daily life, learning, family roles, and worldview blend together when there is no clear separation between class time and family time. This creates an environment where values are taught not only through lessons, but through routines, rules, and unspoken expectations. The memoir highlights how that immersion can feel safe and even nourishing, especially for a child who adapts well to closeness and structure. At the same time, it can limit the opportunities for comparison, experimentation, and low-stakes failure that often happen in broader social settings. The topic is not presented as a policy debate, but as lived experience, focusing on the subtle ways the world shrinks when the home becomes the main arena for growth. Readers see how a child learns to interpret authority, conflict, and affection when the same people are teachers, classmates, and caregivers. The book invites reflection on what children absorb when they have fewer outside mirrors to reflect back who they are becoming. Secondly, family dynamics, love, and control. Another important topic is the complexity of family love when parents hold extraordinary influence over a child's intellectual and social life. Block examines how devotion, fear, hope, and ideology can overlap inside a household, producing decisions that are meant to protect but may also constrain. The memoir explores the tension between parental certainty and a child's emerging need for autonomy. Homeschooling can intensify everyday negotiations because boundaries are harder to draw, and the emotional stakes are higher when approval and academic progress come from the same source. This topic also includes the way siblings, relatives, and family friends can reinforce a shared narrative about what is normal and what is dangerous. Rather than flattening parents into villains or saints, the story pays attention to intention and impact, and how those two can diverge. Readers are guided through the gradual recognition that a family can be both a refuge and a pressure chamber. By focusing on interior experience, the memoir raises broader questions about what children owe their parents, what parents owe their children, and how a person later makes peace with a childhood shaped by intense closeness. Thirdly, socialization, isolation, and the need to belong, Homeschooled gives sustained attention to what it means to grow up with limited access to peer culture, public institutions, and casual friendships. Block explores socialization not as a checklist of group activities, but as a deep human need to test identity in front of others. When a child's main audience is family, belonging can feel guaranteed yet fragile because it depends on staying aligned with the household's expectations. The memoir considers the costs of isolation, including uncertainty in new settings, heightened self-consciousness, and a sense of being out of step with shared cultural references. At the same time, it recognizes that outsiders can romanticize conventional schooling and underestimate its harms, such as exclusion and cruelty. This topic therefore works in both directions, showing how loneliness can exist inside a loving home and how social life can be both inviting and threatening. The narrative emphasizes the small moments that reveal difference, the longing for friendship that feels spontaneous and mutual, and the awkward learning curve of entering wider communities later. The book ultimately frames belonging as something earned through exposure and risk, not something guaranteed by proximity. Fourthly, education as identity and storytelling. A key theme is how education is never only about information. In Block's account, the way learning is delivered also communicates who gets to define truth, what questions are acceptable, and what kind of person the child is expected to become. Homeschooling can encourage curiosity and independent reading, but it can also create a curated intellectual world where certain topics are emphasized, avoided, or interpreted through a single lens. The memoir explores how a young person internalizes these frameworks and later revisits them with adult perspective. This topic includes the role of books, assignments, and self-directed study in forming an inner life, especially when entertainment, academics, and spiritual meaning overlap. The narrative also shows how telling the story later becomes a form of education in itself. By shaping memories into a coherent account, the author examines what was learned, what was withheld, and what had to be relearned. For readers, this topic offers a way to think about education as narrative power. Who chooses the curriculum often chooses the storyline, and part of growing up is discovering the right to edit, revise, and author a new version of oneself. Lastly, reckoning, independence, and making peace with the past. The memoir's final major topic is the long arc of reckoning, the movement from childhood acceptance to adult interpretation. Block examines how leaving a tightly bounded world can be both liberating and disorienting, because independence demands skills that were not always practiced earlier. This topic focuses on the emotional work of separating gratitude from agreement and love from compliance. It also highlights how memory changes over time, and how adult insight can illuminate childhood moments that once felt ordinary. The book explores the process of building a life that includes, but is not defined by, early choices made by parents. That can involve learning new social rules, revising beliefs, and accepting that some questions will never have clean answers. Importantly, the memoir does not treat growth as a single break with the past. Instead, it suggests that maturity often looks like integration, holding multiple truths at once, acknowledging harm without erasing care, and creating boundaries without erasing connection. For readers, this topic offers a framework for thinking about any upbringing marked by intensity or isolation. The story becomes a case study in how people reclaim agency and build a steadier sense of self over time. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers drawn to intimate memoirs about family, identity, and unconventional childhoods, as well as anyone curious about homeschooling beyond stereotypes. Parents considering home education can benefit from its lived complexity, not as a manual, but as a reminder that structure, curriculum, and community choices shape a child's inner world. Adults who grew up sheltered, isolated, or closely managed may find language for feelings they have carried for years, including gratitude, anger, loyalty, and confusion that can exist at the same time. The book can benefit a reader's life by encouraging clearer boundaries, more compassionate self-understanding, and a more careful approach to judging other families' private decisions. Compared with similar memoirs, it stands out for resisting easy binaries. It does not simply praise or condemn homeschooling. Instead, it explores the emotional mechanics of growing up inside a small universe and then learning to navigate a wider one. That nuanced stance makes it worth buying for readers who want reflection rather than ideology. It offers a thoughtful portrait of how people become themselves and how they can keep becoming long after childhood ends. If you would like to support Stefan Merrill Block, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.